Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Woman, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I hesitate to say more because I'll get, some of you will, you have your pet things that you have swallowed and believe, and if I say something that violates what you believe, you're going to start immediately questioning everything else. So I'll go back to the Bible. But I can promise you that you are not being told the truth. We're being lied to. Let me use one other example. I was over in Scotland in 2005. And in 2005 is when the bird flu, the avian flu was happening. Do y'all remember the, what did you call it, avian flu? The bird flu. I was in Scotland when they were, when that just broke out, and they were killing poultry by the thousands and burning them. And you could see smoke going up all over the country where they were killing animals and burning these carcasses because of the bird flu. And they were afraid that that was going to mutate into a strand that would infect people. And they were interviewing the number one expert in Britain about the bird flu. And they said, is this going to mutate into something that will infect humans? And can we expect to see a pandemic worldwide? And he said, absolutely. He says, there is no question of if it will happen. It's just a matter of when it happens. And he says, it might be 1 year or at the maximum 2 years. But one-third of the world's population will die from avian flu, bird flu. That's what he said. And he didn't say that this could happen, this is the potential. He says, no, it will happen. Zero doubt, it will happen. That was up October of 2007. And in October of 2007, I read an article in the paper that said worldwide there have been 12 people die from bird flu. Even though it's a shame that anybody died, that's a far cry from one-third of the world's population. Over 2 billion people dying. You know what that was? That was a lie. Oh, no, it wasn't a lie. That was just a... No, he didn't say this is my opinion. He didn't say that this is potential. He said it is just a matter of when, but he said, I guarantee one-third of the world's population is going to die. It was wrong. And you know what? Many of us heard that. And many of us had fear. And there's probably some people that got afraid to eat chicken or something because we were afraid that we could get this. And it affected your actions. And there's probably some, I know some people that had poultry farms and they lost their business. And they went into bankruptcy because nobody would buy poultry. It affected the economy of the world. You know, in the United States, after we had some of these hurricanes, the next year, this man, William Gray, who is the number one hurricane predictor in the United States, predicted that the next year there would be 17 major hurricanes, with five of them doing untold damage that would make the hurricanes of 2005 look like nothing in comparison. He didn't say this was his opinion. He didn't say that there's a possibility of this. He said this is the way it's going to be. And we heard that. I don't know if you hear those kind of things, but we heard that in the United States and they were predicting this. And somebody says, well, that's just wisdom. You just have to deal with what might happen. No, it's not wisdom. You know what that caused? Insurance rates went through the roof. Some people lost their insurance because they couldn't keep the premiums because everybody was afraid that it was going to be terrible. And that year, there was one named hurricane in the United States. And it didn't do any significant damage. It was one of the mildest year for hurricanes that we've had in the last 20 or 30 years. And yet these words went out, caused fear in people. I'm sure caused some people to move away from the coast. It caused people to lose their insurance. It affected everybody's insurance rates. It affected the economy. Many things happened because of words. And I'm just telling you that Those are just a few examples. You are hearing things all of the time. This whole financial crisis that's going on right now, they are comparing it to the Great Depression. They're saying it's the end of civilization as we know it. Everything is over. It's not true. I guarantee you, in a year from now, people will be looking back at that and think, well, it wasn't near as bad as everybody thought it was going to be. But right now, there's people that have fear and worry and care about what's going to happen to me and how am I going to make it. And you are worrying about things that don't even exist. Those words are words of death. They aren't accurate. They exaggerate things because that's what gets people attention and tunes them to listen into their station, and it sells advertisement. And because of this, you are hearing words of death. And every word that you hear is either speaking life or death. And most of what is going on in the world today is death. And without knowing it, we're being poisoned. There's fear being spoken. There's bitterness being spoken. They talk about the strife between races. They talk about the hatred between countries and all of the animosity that's going on. And no doubt that that stuff exists. But there is so much good in this world. There are so many godly people in this world. There's wonderful things going on that if we could see the hand of God, awesome things are happening. There's wonderful things happening. There's people who are just doing great things, but see, we don't think on that. And because of it, the Bible says in the last days, which we're in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear looking at the things that are happening on the earth. There are people dying of heart attacks, stress, worry, and care. Our stress levels have increased, and because of it, there's all kinds of physical problems happening because we are listening to words that are amplifying everything bad and diminishing everything good. And it's causing worry and care and problems. We are hearing words of death constantly. And notice that it says in this verse, Mark 11:23, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that the things he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says." You have to believe in words. You have to believe that the words you speak come to pass. Now, if you just go along like everybody else in this world, and you listen to the news, and they just speak lies. They say, 1/3 of the world's population is going to die of bird flu in 2 years. And you get worried over that, but then nothing happens, and you just kind of go along and forget it. You know what you've done? You just communicated to yourself that words don't count. Hey, they missed it. No big deal. And then you try and say, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. And your body says, are these words more important than all those other thousands, millions of words that you've heard that nothing came of them? Why am I supposed to believe these words and not believe all of these other words? You know, I was given this book, a medical book, and it's entitled, Who Switched Off My Brain? And it's a medical doctor that wrote this book, not from a Christian perspective, but from a doctor's perspective. They have pictures of brain cells in there. And it was very technical, which is not my kind of book. But somebody gave it to me, and they said that they're saying the same thing that the Bible says. And so I read enough of it to get this. And basically what this medical doctor is saying is that your brain talks to every cell in your body billions of times every day. There is constant communication going on between your brain and every cell in your body. And every cell in the human body has what they call receptors on it, where things enter and exit the cells. And on a normal cell, there is like something that would be comparable to a lock, a combination lock. And if you're healthy, well, then that combination only lets in good things that feed the cells and help it. But if you have what this medical doctor was calling toxic thoughts, if you are fearful, if you're angry, if you're bitter, if you are, just any kind of thing, depressed, discouraged, those send out toxic thoughts, negative thoughts that change the combination on that cell, and it starts allowing sickness and disease and cancer and things like this into these cells. And this is what the medical doctors are saying. This is basically the same thing that the Bible is saying, that your words have power in it. And if you are listening to words or speaking words that are death, those are toxic words that just break down the body, that expose us to cancers and sickness and disease that normally a normal healthy person wouldn't have. Did you know that every person has cancer cells in their bodies, potential cancer cells? But the normal person will reject them. They don't grow. They don't attach. They don't begin to multiply. There has to be something wrong with you that allows this cancer to start growing. And I don't claim to understand all of this, but again, this medical book is saying it was these toxic thoughts, these negative words and things and opinions that cause our body to break down and not reject these cancer cells. This is what the Bible is saying. We listen to doubt and unbelief. It affects every cell in your body. It knows what you believe. Every cell in your body knows what you believe. And if you believe that one-third of the world is going to die by avian flu, and then you get sick, you're just convinced that it's the avian flu. And you start operating in fear and speaking negatively, you know what? Your body starts getting sick. And you allow that kind of stuff. And somebody will sit there and say, well, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. But your body isn't convinced because you say all kinds of things that you don't mean. You get mad and you say things that you know it's not true.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Again today, I would like to encourage any of you who have not yet become partners with us to join up and become partners. You know, there's about 1% of the people who actually receive from these programs who ever ride in and help us financially. And I'm not complaining about this. I'm just saying that it ought to be much greater. It really should be. You know, I believe that these truths need to get out to everybody in the world, but I can't do it by myself. I'm willing to make the programs. I'm willing to do all of the work, but we need people to help us. How can they preach except they be sent? I'm asking you to send me. I'm asking you to pray about it and then call and become a monthly partner with us today.